الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, today is the 11th of Jumad al-Awwal 1434, which corresponds to the 22nd of March 2013. And we will be continuing our discussion on Surah Al-Ma'idah from the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di alayhi rahmatullahi ta'ala, particularly the ayat which deal with the Jews and the Christians, something more particular about that. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. وعليكم السلام. All you who have believed, do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. What is an ally? Good. They are in fact allies of one another. And whoever is an ally to them among you, then indeed he is one of them. Indeed, Allah guides not the wrongdoing people. The Shaykh rahimahullah says, يُرْشِدُ تَعَالَى عِبَادَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حِينَ يُبَيِّنُ لَهُمْ أَحْوَالَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى وَصِفَاتِهِمْ غَيْرِ الْحَسَنَ أَلَّا يَتَّخِذُوهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Allah Azza wa Jal guides His believing slaves when He clarifies for them the conditions of the Jews and the Christians and their qualities, their ugly qualities, their unpleasant traits, and tells them not to take them as allies. فَإِنَّ بَعْضَهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, because in essence they're allies to one another. يَتَنَاصَرُونَ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَيَكُونُونَ يَدًا عَلَى مَنْ سِوَاهُمْ. They aid each other amongst each other and they become a single hand against others. فَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَتَّخِذُوهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ. So you, meaning you believers, don't take them as allies. فَإِنَّهُمُ الْأَعْدَاءُ عَلَى الْحَقِيقَةِ. They are the true enemies. وَلَا يُبَالُونَ بِضَرِّكُمْ أَوْ بِضُرِّكُمْ. And they couldn't care less if they inflict harm upon you. بَلْ لَا يَدَّخِرُونَ مِنْ مَجْهُودِهِمْ شَيْئًا عَلَى إِضْلَالِكُمْ. Rather, they don't save any effort in regards to misleading you. They don't spare any time or any effort. That's what it means. فَلَا يَتَوَلَّهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ هُوَ مِثْلَهُمْ. So if this is their condition, then the only one who will be an ally to them is one who is like them. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. That's what Allah said. So whosoever amongst you takes them as an ally, he's just one of them. لِأَنَّ التَّوَلِّي التَّام يُجِبُ الْإِنْتِقَالِ إِلَى دِينِهِمْ. Because that perfect allegiance or alliance, I'm sorry, perfect alliance necessitates moving on to their religion. وَالتَّوَلِّي الْقَلِيلِ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْكَثِيرِ. And some minor alliance will invite a greater alliance. ثُمَّ يَتَدَرَّجُ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا. Then it will gradually grow. Step by step, that small alliance will grow into a major alliance. حَتَّى يَكُونَ الْعَبْدُ مِنْهُمْ. Until that slave becomes simply one of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ أي الَّذِينَ وَصْفُهُمْ الظُّلْمِ. Meaning Allah does not guide those whose quality is oppression, who are described with oppression. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ. And to Allah they will return. وَعَلَيْهِ يَعُلُونَ. And upon Allah they rely. فَلَوْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبَعُوكَ وَلَنْ قَادُوا لَكَ. So even if you produce for them every single evidence, they will not follow you, nor will they submit to you. Now ayah 52 reads, let me read it from the bigger text. فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَى أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ. The next ayah says, so you see those in whose hearts is disease, hastening into association with them, saying, but perhaps Allah will bring conquest or a decision from Him. Saying, we are afraid a misfortune may strike us. We are afraid, those who are hasty to join with them, they're saying, we are afraid a misfortune may strike us. But perhaps Allah will bring conquest or a decision from Him, and they will become over what they have been concealing within themselves regretful. Interesting ayah. Bismillah. ولما نهى الله المؤمنين عن توليهم أخبر أن ممن يدعي الإيمان طائفة تواليهم. After Allah Azza wa Jal forbade showing any kind of alliance with them, Allah informed us about those who claim Iman, that there's a group of those who claim Iman who actually take them as allies. فَقَالْ فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. You will see those in whose heart is a disease. أي شَكٌ وَنِفَاقٌ وَضَعْفُ إِيمَانٍ. The disease that Allah is referring to is doubt. Shak is doubt. Nifaq is hypocrisy. وَضَعْفُ إِيمَانٍ, weakness of faith. يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ تَوَلِّينَا إِيَّاهُمْ لِلْحَاجَةِ. They proclaim, the only reason why we are allies with them is because of need and necessity. فَإِنَّنَا نَخْشَى أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةً. We are afraid a misfortune might strike us. أَي تَكُونُ الدَّائِرَةُ لِلْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَةُ. Or that it means that the control and the authority and the power will be in the hands of the Jews and the Christians. So they're saying, if we go against them and they are in the superior position and power, then they will kill us unless we are allies with them, in which case we will be protected from their dominance. فَإِنْ كَانَتِ الدَّائِرَ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّ لَنَا مَعَهُمْ يَدْ يُكَافِئُونَ عَنْهَا. If they are the ones in charge and authority and in power, then we have a favor over them, so they will reward us for that favor. نعم وهذا سوء ظن منهم بالإسلام. And what this boils down to is that they have an evil assumption about Islam. They have an evil assumption about Islam. قال تعالى رادا لظنهم السيء. Allah said in refutation of their evil assumption. فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح. Perhaps Allah will bring about a conquest from him. الذي يعز الله به الإسلام على اليهود والنصارى ويقهرهم المسلمون. Meaning that conquest through which Allah will honor Islam over the Jews and the Christians. Over the Jews and the Christians. And that Allah Azza wa Jal will make the Muslims superior and humiliate them. أو أمر من عنده. Or Allah will bring about a command of His. وعليكم السلام. ييأس به المنافقون من ظفر الكافرين من اليهود وغيرهم. Perhaps Allah will bring a command from him which will make the hypocrites despair from ever seeing the Jews or others in a state of authority and power. فيصبحوا على ما أصروا ويأضمروا. So they will become in regards to that which they concealed في أنفسهم نادمين, within themselves regretful. على ما كان منهم because of that which had, you know, they had done. وضرهم بلا نفع حصل لهم and that harmed them, that assumption of theirs caused them harm and brought about no benefit. It's only an assumption. فحصل الفتح الذي نصر الله به الإسلام المسلمين. However, that conquest which Allah promised, which Allah spoke about that He may bring about here, Allah Azza wa Jal brought it. That victory came in which the Muslims were superior and in power over the Jews and the Christians. وأذل به الكفر والكافرين. And through Islam, Allah humiliated disbelief and disbelievers. فندموا وحصل لهم من الغم ما الله به عليم. So they were regretful and they had this kind of يعني anxiety or depression that only Allah knows the extent. The extent of which only is known to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, ويقول الذين آمنوا أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم إنهم لمعكم حبطت أعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين. Ayah 53 reads, and those who believe will say, are these the ones who swore by Allah their strongest oaths that indeed they were with you? Their deeds have become worthless and they have become losers. ويقول الذين آمنوا متعجبين من حال هؤلاء الذين في قلوبهم مرض. Who are the believers referring to here? They are referring to those in whose heart is a disease. أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم إنهم لمعكم. يعني let me just put it to you in a worldly context, something we can relate to. You know, let's say there's a fight in the neighborhood, okay? A neighborhood fight between two gangs. So this one gang basically they use the aid of another gang, from another neighborhood. So there are two gangs who live in one neighborhood, and this one gang brought a gang from another neighborhood. And these gangs from the other neighborhood, when they were brought, they're supposed to be supporting the gang which brought them. However, they started saying, you know what? Why don't we, you know, we're afraid that if we fight with you on your side against those other guys, one day they will be running this neighborhood. So then they will come and beat us up. So let's strike a deal with them so that we can protect ourselves. First thing they say, and you're like, what? We brought you to fight with us against them. What do you mean you want to make peace with them against us? Number one. So then you say this gang is a bunch of funny people. Second thing they did, when they were brought, after negotiation, they stood there in front of everyone and said, they said to the other guys, you'll see what's going to happen. As soon as you fight, we and these guys are going to beat you up. We're going to break your legs. We're going to break your ankles. Just talk. And then when the time comes for the fight, each one of them was sitting on the side, shivering. So the gang which brought them saying, are these the same people that swore? They were given their oath that when we fight, they will be with us. These are the same cowards who are unable to move now. Is that understood? Sorry for that example. But I want you to understand what was going on here. This is the closest thing to a movie, maybe that you might have seen in the past, that you can relate to. So how would you feel about this gang? It's a bunch of clowns. So first time they want to negotiate and make peace with the enemy. Next thing you know, they talk. And when the time for business to be handled comes, they chicken out and run away and hide. They say, I'm busy, wallah, today I cannot. My mother called me, she said, you want me to go shopping? Lenta, you're a gangster. What your mother called you to go shopping? Where's your bravery? Mafi. Ayy kalam. This is exactly what happened here. So the believers were looking in amazement. Are these the same people? The munafiqeen among the Muslims. These are the same people that swore by Allah that they are with you? This is what they're doing right now at the time of need. They're chickening out and they're being cowards at the time of need. These are the same people they were given the oath, جهد أيمانهم, the strongest oath, and wallahi we will be with you, wallahi we will support you. And when the time comes, they can't do anything. أي حلفوا وأكدوا حلفهم. They gave an oath and they emphasized it and re-emphasized it. وَغَلَّذُوهُ بِأَنْوَاعِ التَّأْكِدَاتِ, and they affirmed it with all kinds of confirmations. إِنَّهُمْ لَمَعَكُمْ فِي الْإِيمَانِ وَمَا يَلْزَمُهُ مِنَ النُّصْرَةِ وَالْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْمُوَالَاتِ. All this they swear that they are with you in faith. And whatever that faith necessitates of assistance and love and alliance. ظَهَرَ مَا أَضْمَرُوهُ. However, when as they say, when push comes to shove, or when push came to shove, do you know what that expression means, by the way? When push comes to shove. Do you know, young man? Now try to analyze it, even though you don't know it. Think about the words. When push comes to shove. Shove. You shove someone through the door. Okay, meaning forcefully. I slammed the door. Huh? Slammed the door. No, you shove a person, you may shove the door. No, this is an important idiomatic expression in English that I often say. So I think you should know what it means. If you don't know what it means, then every time I've used it, you don't know what I meant, which is a problem. Huh, Abdul Majid? It's a beautiful expression, by the way. Okay. Usually, let's say we have three people in this room, and you want to take them out. The first thing you do is, you speak, please leave. If they don't leave, what do? You push, okay? Now pushing means, Bustinera will open the door, and I push him, and he falls out. When that fails, you have shove. Shove is when you're not pushing now, you're standing there and you're forcing him into the door and he's fighting back and you play the door and you shove him out. So what that means, when push comes to shove, meaning when pushing is no longer enough, now you have to go to the limit. The last resort is shoving such and such and such. So it's like the final resort. Yani I tried, for example, this and this and that. It didn't work. So when push comes to shove, I'm going to just throw you out of my class. Meaning, khalas, when I have absolutely all the pushing didn't work, now I have to shove. Of course, it doesn't have to be that you kick someone out of the class. It could be in other ways, but that is the conceptual understanding of alaykum salam. Shove, S-H-O-V-E. From there you have shovel. The shovel with which you shovel snow, yeah. The verb is shove. There it is. Aye? Crocs have too many holes. It's dead. Don't worry. So is that understood? When push comes to shove. يعني آخر شيء. In Saudi, ما بقي شيء. خلاص. يعني آخر شيء. خلاص. The last thing. خلاص. Last resort. I don't have any other option. How did I get here? Don't ask me. But somebody has to do this kind of... So yeah, when push comes to shove, meaning in the warfare or in the fight, then you will have to do whatever. So here, فَظَهَرَ مَا أَضْمَرُهُ. So what they had concealed became evident. وَتَبَيَّنَ مَا أَسَرُّهُ. And what they had kept a secret was exposed. وَصَارَ كَيْدُهُمْ الَّذِينَ كَادُوهُ وَظَنُّهُمْ الَّذِي ظَنُّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامُ وَأَهْلِهِ بَاطِلًا فَبَطُلَ كَيْدَهُمْ. So their plot against Islam and the evil assumption they thought about Islam and its people became false, and their plot was nullified. وَبَطُلَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And their deeds were nullified in the dunya. فَأَصْبَحُوا خَاسِرِينَ. So they became losers. حَيْثُ فَاتَهُمْ مَقْصُودُهُمْ. They first missed out on their goal, their objective. وَحَضَرَهُمُ الشَّقَاءُ وَالْعَذَابُ. And then they were met with wretchedness and torment. So this is what happened to the munafiqeen who were allies with the Jews and the Christians versus the Muslims from among the hypocrites. Even though they would tell the Muslims, we are with you, And we will support you and we will aid you. When the time, when push came to shove, they were not there. They started coming up with excuses and saying this and that, and you know, we need to be good friends with these people because maybe one day they will be in power or other things of this sort. That's how they dealt with it. So then the ayah Azza wa Jal, Allah says in the next ayah, it's a very serious ayah.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, anyone who leaves Islam, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people he will love and who will love him, who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom He wills, and Allah is all encompassing and knowing. Here, we have a very serious matter. The Shaykh said, يُخْبِرُ تَعَالَىٰ أَنَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. First and foremost, Allah Azza wa Jal informs us that He is Al-Ghani. How do you translate Al-Ghani? Yes? Ghani. Yes, congratulations brothers. If I had a prize, I would have given you one. But I don't have a prize. Self-sufficient. Ghani technically is rich, is all rich. But what it entails is self-sufficiency, because when you're rich, you don't need anyone else. And in amongst humans, it is never 100%. Yani you could be filthy rich, but if you're sick, you need a doctor. That money, you will be in need of someone irrespective of what you own. The only one whose richness makes him self-sufficient completely, so that doesn't need anything or anyone among his creation, is Allah. So Al-Ghani in regards to Allah is not like Al-Ghani regarding Fulan, because he's only Ghani financially, or it could be in other ways, but not total richness. So Allah tells us that He is the self-sufficient. He doesn't need His creatures. وَأَنَّهُ مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Whoever turns away from the religion of Allah will not harm Allah in anything. Let him go. Is that going to change the authority of Allah, the power of Allah, the dominion of Allah? No. If all of mankind, good one brother, it went right between your hands, how? Don't ask me. And it was right there and you clapped on it, then it flew away. MashaAllah, gentle hands. So much so that the mosquito, you can use this as a romantic quality in you. That even when I try to kill a mosquito with my hands, it doesn't die. No, I'm violent, brother. I'll grab that thing, shake it to death, and throw it on the floor. Can't do the same thing. Is that clear? So, it will not harm Allah in any way, shape, or form. Even if all of mankind disbelieved, as in Hadith Qudsi, if the insakum wa jinnakum ishtama'u ala qalbi, I don't remember the lafz. Ala kul hal, if ins and jinn, all of them were upon the heart of the most evil man in this ummah, it will not take away from the dominion of Allah anything. So, that's what is meant here. وَإِنَّمَا يَضُرُّ نَفْسَهُ. The one who apostatizes from Islam is only harming himself. وَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا مُخْلَصِينَ أَوْ مُخْلِصِينَ وَرِجَالًا صَادِقِينَ قَدْ تَكَفَّلَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ بِهِدَيَتِهِمْ وَوَعَدَ بِالْإِتْيَانِ بِهِمْ. أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. وَأَنَّهُمْ أَكْمَلَ الْخَلْقِ أَوْصَافًا وَأَقْوَاهُمْ نُفُوسًا وَأَحْسَنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. And Allah has believing, sincere, or chosen slaves. and men who are truthful. Allah has taken it upon Himself, the most gracious, the most merciful, to guide them. And He promised that He will bring them forth, and that they will be the best of the creation in qualities, and the strongest in terms of their determination, and the best in character. The best in their character. Who are those? Those whom Allah will bring into Islam. Because the ayah is speaking about those, the ayah is speaking about those who turn away from Islam. Those who turn away from Islam, Allah said, if you do so, then Allah will bring other people who will love Him, and Allah will love them, and they will have such and such and such qualities. Na'am. أَجَلُّ صِفَاتِهِمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. The most noble of their qualities is that they love Allah and Allah loves them. فَإِنَّ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ لِلْعَبْدِ هِيَ أَجَلُّ نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمَ بِهَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَفْضَلُ فَضِيلَةٍ تَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا عَلَيْهَا بِهَا عَلَيْهِ. Because Allah loving a person, Allah Azza wa Jalla loving a person, the love of Allah to a slave is the most noble favor He has bestowed upon him. And it is the best virtue that Allah has given him. وَإِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا يَسَّرَ لَهُ الْأَسْبَابِ. And if Allah loves a slave of His, He will facilitate all means for him. وَهَوَّنَ عَلَيْهِ كُلَّ عَسِيرٍ. And Allah will make easy for him every difficulty. وَوَفَّقَهُ لِفِعْلِ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَرْكِ الْمُنْكَرَاتِ. And Allah will give him success in doing that which is good and leaving that which is evil. وَأَقْبَلَ بِقُلُوبِ عِبَادِي إِلَيْهِ بِالْمَحَبَّةِ وَالْوَدَادِ. And then Allah will turn the hearts of His other slaves towards that person with love and compassion, that person whom Allah loves. We ask Allah to make us among them. وَمِنْ لَوَازِمِ مَحَبَّةِ الْعَبْدِ لِرَبِّهِ أَنَّهُ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَتَّصِفَ بِمُتَابَعَةِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا فِي أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَعْمَالِهِ وَجَمِيعِ أَحْوَالِهِ. And from the qualities which necessitate to prove that a slave loves Allah is that slave has to follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Outwardly and inwardly in his good character. Outwardly, so no one will think that you can look like Jimi Hendrix, or you can look like Michael Jackson, or you can look like I don't know who and say that, wallahi, this is my business. Islam has nothing to do with the way I look. No. Islam has everything to do with the way one of us looks. From his command of growing the beard, the facial hair, it's not an option, it's obligatory according to the four lovely madhahib whom we claim we follow. You have to let that beard grow. And whether you trim the mustache or shave the mustache, difference of opinion among the scholars, no issue. Then your hair cannot look like a woman's hair, like some of these shabab now who grow their hair and put it in a ponytail and look funny. So much so that if you saw him from the back, you will think it's a sister until he turns around and turns out to be a man. Then the dress code itself cannot be resembling the evil people and the people of disbelief. Now, of course, there are general clothing which is across the border, and if we may say, like shirts and jeans and so on and so forth. This is standard human being wear, you know, clothing. So it is not restricted to a group. However, within that, there are certain clothing which are known for being the style of rappers or the style of R&B singers or the style of you know, whatever among the people, rock and, you know, metal, heavy metal. Then we have an issue. You can't be walking around with a t-shirt that says metallic on it. Yani, with you know, these wild, you know, wild looking creatures who they call singers and guitarists and so on and so forth. Can't do that. Then the lower garment has to be above the ankles. Above the ankles. It cannot go beneath the ankles. It's haram. Yes, there's a difference of opinion, I know. However, you have to go back to the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to finalize the difference of opinion, to put an end to it. And if you are too busy to do the research, I've done it on your behalf, alhamdulillah. All you have to do is take an hour of your precious time, go on YouTube and watch the lecture, hell equals garment That's it. Just type on YouTube, hell, H-E-L-L, equal sign, garment, G-A-R-M-E-N-T, question mark. And watch the lecture that addresses the textual evidence in regards to wear your pants or thawb or sirwal or qamis or whatever it is that you're wearing, where should it end? What is the limit of that in terms of your undergarment, your lower garment? So these are the things which we have to follow the Prophet ﷺ in regards to, as Allah said, ظاهرًا, outwardly. And batinan, which is just as important, or if not more important, in regards to his character, his quality, so on and so forth. But both are important. Hey. In his actions, in his deeds, in his statements, in his actions, in his all of his affairs. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Like Allah said, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. Excuse me. كما أن من لوازم محبة الله للعبد أن يكثر العبد من التقرب إلى الله بالفرائض والنوافل. And also among the signs which prove the love which the slave has for Allah is that the slave engages in a lot of obligatory and voluntary acts of worship. Obligatory and voluntary acts of worship. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح عن الله, as the Prophet عليه السلام narrated in the authentic tradition from Allah عز وجل, حديث قدسي يعني, وما تقرب إلي عبدي بشيء أحب إلي مما افترضته عليه. And my slave does not come closer to me with anything that is more beloved to me than that which I have made obligatory upon him. ولا يزال عبدي ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. And my slave will continue to get nearer to me through voluntary acts of worship until I love him. فإذا أحببته, so when I love him, كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به, I will become the hearing with which he hears. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ, and the sight with which he sees. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا, and the hand with which he strikes. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِ بِهَا, and the foot with which he walks, or the leg with which he walks. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأَعْطِيَنَّهَا, and if he were to ask me for anything, I shall definitely give him. وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهَا, and if he were to seek refuge with me, I will grant him refuge. So of course the hadith here means Allah will become the hearing and the sight, meaning that person will not be able to hear anything which is not pleasing to Allah, nor will be able to look at anything which is not pleasing to Allah, nor will he be able to do anything with his hand which is not pleasing to Allah, nor would he be able to go anywhere with his foot which is not pleasing to Allah. That's a high level of iman. That's a high level of iman. For the person to be so mindful of Allah that neither his ear, nor his eye, nor his hand, nor his leg will do anything which will be an act of disobedience. SubhanAllah. But how does one attain that? Voluntary acts of worship. SubhanAllah. Bismillah. وَمِنْ لَوَازِمِ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ مَعْرِفَتُهُ تَعَالَى وَالْإِكْثَارُ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ. And from the necessities of loving Allah is knowing Allah and remembering him abundantly. فَإِنَّ الْمَحَبَّةَ بِدُونِ مَعْرِفَةِ اللَّهِ نَاقِصَةً جِدًّا. Because love without knowing Allah is very deficient. It's very deficient. You have to know Allah Azza wa Jal to love him properly. بَلْ غَيْرَ مَوْجُودًا. بَلْ غَيْرُ مَوْجُودًا. Rather, it is non-existent. How are you going to love Allah if you don't know him? If you don't know his names and attributes. وَإِنْ وُجِدَتْ دَعْوَاهَا. Even if the claim is there, yani someone will claim that he loves Allah but he doesn't know Allah, or he believes about Allah that which Allah did not describe himself with. So they say Allah is everywhere, and Allah says that he is above the throne. So they claim to love Allah but they really don't even know Allah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ اللَّهِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذِكْرِهِ. And whosoever loves Allah, he will remember Allah a lot. وَإِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا قَبِلَ مِنْهُ الْيَسِيرُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. SubhanAllah. And if Allah loves a slave, Allah will accept a small amount of work from that slave. The little deeds which that slave does that Allah facilitates, Allah will accept them. وَغَفَرَ لَهُ الْكَثِيرُ مِنَ الزَّلَلِ. And Allah will forgive a lot of sins, a lot of shortcomings, provided that Allah loves the slave. So that's how important it is to attain Allah's love.
وَمِنْ صِفَاتِهِمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And from among the qualities is that they are humble towards the believers and strong and powerful against the disbelievers. فَهُمْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَذِلَّةً مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِمْ لَهُمْ وَنُصْحِهِمْ لَهُمْ وَلِينِهِمْ وَرِفْقِهِمْ وَرَأْفَتِهِمْ وَرَحْمَتِهِمْ بِهِمْ وَسُهُولَةِ جَانِبِهِمْ وَقُرْبِ الشَّيْءِ الَّذِي يُطْلَبُ مِنْهُمْ.
أيوه. So, towards the believers, they are humble because of the love they have for the believers and the sincere advice they have for them. And they're being lenient with them, and their compassion, and their love, and their mercy, and being easygoing with them, and the nearness of that thing which is asked of them. وعلى الكافرين بالله المعاندين لآياته المكذبين لرسله أعزة. However, these believers in regards to the disbelievers in Allah, those who are stubborn against His ayat, and those who belie His messengers, they are strong and powerful. قَدْ اجْتَمَعَتْ هِمَمُهُمْ وَعَزَائِمُهُمْ عَلَى مُعَادَاتِهِمْ. They have gathered and consolidated their determination and their power to show enmity to them. وَبَذَلُوا جُهْدَهُمْ فِي كُلِّ سَبَبٍ يَحْصُلُ بِهِ الْإِنْتِصَارِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And they've exhausted all strength and all power they have in order to be victorious over them. قال تعالى وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَمِنْ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ تُرْهِبُونَ بِهِ عَدُوَ اللَّهِ وَعَدُوَكُمْ. And prepare for them whatever you are able to of, you know, the strength of horses and things that have to do with the battlefield. That you strike fear in the hearts of your enemy of Allah, of the enemy of Allah and your enemy. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah also described the believers and the Sahaba and the Prophet ﷺ as being stern against the disbelievers, merciful towards each other. فَالْغِلْظَةُ. Of course, this is in the context of who though? This is in the context of the disbelievers who are fighting us. You don't go to your mother who's a Christian and you start treating her in this manner and you're all stern and tough with her and say, wallah, because I'm supposed to be merciful to the believers and strong against the disbelievers. La 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 la. Now this is your mother. In spite of her disbelief, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. And keep the excellent company with them in this worldly life. So even a person whom we're trying to invite to Islam, the people we're trying to invite to Islam, this doesn't apply. Because we want to do ta'lifat al-qulub. We want to bring their hearts around to Islam. So this is when we are at war with some kuffar, then we don't show this love and mercy and any of that to them. But the general condition is it depends on this believer, where does he stand. We have to categorize him before we know how to treat him and deal with him. Now, فالغلظة الشديدة على أعداء الله مما يقرب العبد إلى الله ويوافق العبد ربه في سخطه عليهم. So this kind of extreme roughness with the enemies of Allah is among that which will bring the slave closer to Allah. And it will make the slave in agreement with his Lord in regards to Allah being angry with them. So you become angry with them as well, just like Allah is angry with them. ولا تمنع الغلظة عليهم وشدة دعوتهم إلى الدين الإسلامي. The Sheikh said, being however rough with them and stern does not prevent us from inviting them to the Islamic religion. بالتي هي أحسن, in the best way possible. In the best way possible, with that which is best. فتجتمع الغلظة عليهم واللين في دعوتهم. So you bring a relation between being stern and being nice and gentle in their invitation. وكلا الأمرين في من مصلحتهم, and both are beneficial for them. ونفعه عائد عليهم, and the benefit goes back to these disbelievers themselves. يجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم وبأقوالهم وأفعالهم. So these believers, they fight or strive in the cause of Allah with their wealth and themselves and their statements and their actions. ولا يخافون لومة لائم, and they do not fear the blame of the blamers or of the critics. بل يقدمون رضا ربهم والخوف من لومه على لوم المخلوقين. Rather they put forth the pleasure of their Lord and fearing His blame over the blame of the creation. وهذا يدل على قوة هممهم وعزائمهم. And this indicates the strength of their power and determination. فإن ضعيف القلب ضعيف الهمة. The one who is weak in the heart is weak in his conviction. We're almost done, يا أخوان. تنتقص عزيمته عند لوم اللائمين. Anytime people blame him, he falls back and he loses his determination. وتفتر قوته عند عذل العاذلين. And he loses his power when he's abandoned by the abandoners. وفي قلوبهم تعبد لغير الله. And in their hearts there's an enslavement to other than Allah. بحسب ما فيها من مراعاة الخلق. According to what they have of taken into consideration and the creatures. وتقديم رضاهم ولومهم على أمر الله. And giving precedence to the pleasure of the creation, the creatures, and their blame over the pleasure of Allah, or over the command of Allah. فَلَا يَسْلَمُ الْقَلْبُ مِنَ التَّعَبُّدِ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى لَا يَخَافُ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. This, the heart will never be safe of having a portion of it enslaved to other than Allah until the person does not fear the blame of anyone in regards to Allah. You just don't care. ولما مدحهم تعالى بما من به عليهم من الصفات الجميلة والمناقب العالية المستلزمة لما لم يذكر من أفعال الخير أخبر أن هذا من فضل عليهم وأحسانه. After Allah عز وجل praised them and mentioned what beautiful qualities he has bestowed upon them and their high position, which necessitate things which he did not mention from among the good, he mentioned that this is all from his favors upon him and from the excellence of Allah عز وجل. لِأَلَّا يُعْجَبُوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, so they will not admire themselves. Hey. وَلْيَشْكُرُوا الَّذِي مَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِذَلِكَ, so they may be thankful to the one who bestowed these favors upon them. لِيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, so that Allah may increase them of His bounty. وَلِيَعْلَمَ غَيْرُهُمْ أَنَّ فَضْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ حِجَابٍ, and for others to know that the favor of Allah has no veil. No one can prevent it. فقال ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء. Verily that's the bounty of Allah, He gives it to whomever He wills. والله واسع عليم, أي واسع الفضل والإحسان. Allah is encompassing or vast in His bounty and excellence. جزيل المن, and Allah عز وجل is immense in His bounties. قد عمت رحمته كل شيء, His mercy has encompassed everything. ويوسع على أوليائه من فضله ما لا يكون لغيره, and Allah will expand of His virtues upon His righteous slaves that which He does not give others. ولكنه عليم بمن يستحق الفضل فيعطيه, however Allah knows who is the one who deserves His bounty, so He gives it to the one who deserves it. فالله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته أصلا وفرعا, Allah knows where to place His message foundationally speaking and in a smaller sense, meaning which messenger to choose, and then from among the followers of his messengers, whom to give certain bounties and virtues. So with that, inshallah, we conclude today's dars. And next week, inshallah, if you all remain alive and healthy, we'll be dealing with the continuation of ayat 55 and onwards. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.